Great source. June 13th, 2005.
MentalEscher.net presents Evolution. Transhumanism. The ruling elite.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brainstem at least briefly.
Definitely so smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
In the beginning there was creationism, then there was methodical and logical thought layered upon this philosophy. This became science. Science and religion now are at crossroads. We are able to engineer the body itself, and now religion has retreated back to really where it all began, in the soul. Religion controls the soul, so let's separate soul from science. If we can. We may not be able to, because I got some soul baby, and I'm a scientist, what you say? What I'd like to think about here is, in an evolutionary construct, how fast do humans evolve? Are we done evolving? Are we at the end of our line? Are we going to end up like, just like stupid jellyfish sitting in front of CRTs or LCD screens, watching Fox News and gibbering and drooling and nodding our heads and scratching our balls like monkeys? Are we done evolving? Then there is the more topical and contemporary issue of technology and evolution, social evolution. If you imagine that technology can help us evolve, and technology is increasing at an exponential rate, Moore's law driving the hardware and the software aspects as yet almost completely unexplored. So even as the hardware taps out in this exponential phase of growth, we will still have the whole rich fertile lands of software, networking, and massively parallel matrices to derive artificial intelligence and to assume new ways of applying intelligence augmentation to help us biologically evolve. And all I have to say is the word stem cells and cloning, and you can see that the future is here, that biology and technology now are coming together to evolve the human race. What is the social impact of this evolution? Are we all going to evolve with this technological enhancement at a similar rate? Of course we're not. It's going to be capital driven. Who has the most capital is the people, the elite, the capital elite, the ones with the money and the resources and the power. They're the ones who will be able to evolve faster than the rest of us. Yeah, I'm not one of them, So will it be in the near future now that time is being compressed? Remember that technology increasing at an exponential rate, allowing us to reverse engineer the human body itself and speed our own evolution selectively, that this will cause an apparent compression of history going into the future. Since technology is increasing at such a rapid rate now that this doubling phenomenon of computer speed could also be compressed on a time scale, normalizing our future time to this technological exponential time, meaning that 50 years of old time, historic pre-technological time, could be as little as 10 or 15 years of our future time. What took 50 years in the past to develop technologically could be done in a matter of a decade now. And if this speed increases, then in 15 years we could be almost 100 years of technological time past. Can you imagine 100 years ago in the 1900s where our technology was just steam-driven and gasoline-driven appliances coming to the forefront, and now we're in an age of cybernetic technology and cloning? Where will we be in just another 15 years? The bottle's mine. But in 15 years, will we all be equally evolved? That is the question. Or will the ruling elite be able to out-evolve the rest of us, to control the rest of us? And how will they do this? Will they do this under the guise of religion, where mind control and faith rules over logic and fact? Currently, our government is run by a cadre of individuals who want to put business interests ahead of everything else to gain more capital, and with capital, they get more power. With more power, more capital, they can out-evolve the rest of us and maintain their grip on power, even while instituting a religious oligarchic, anarchistic state on all of us. Are you scared yet? Don't be. You have the power to change. Or not.
I like the Fubida-san. He's so sexy. Mental exercise brain teaser. Labia is my bitch.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future, this guy is well equipped to do
this. It's going
to
be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Wizard Productions. Visit us on the net, baby. www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now. Bye-bye.